You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to Day 80.
We are continuing in the book of Numbers, and God sees the end of the road. He sees the promised land. But just before they get there, everybody starts acting up and they keep complaining. In fact, God has to actually come down himself and deal with some of the people and just get the record straight, get everyone on track, because they're about to find that promised land. So stay with us and check out all the drama of what happens there. We're also continuing in the book of Luke, and you've heard this story before, where Jesus gets tempted by the devil in the desert for 40 days. And Jesus uses scriptures to fight him. But you're going to see that the devil can also use scriptures. But although this seems to be just a short exchange of scriptures, this moment in time is really when the victory over Satan began. So stay with us to watch this scripture battle unfold.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 to 35. The 70 older leaders. There was a gang of foreigners traveling with the Israelites, and they began wanting other things to eat. Soon all the Israelites began crying and complaining.
We want to eat meat! We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost us nothing! We also had good vegetables like cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our strength. We never see anything to eat but this... manna!
The manna was like small coriander seeds, and it looked like sap from a tree. The people gathered the manna, then they used rocks to crush it and cooked it in a pot, or they ground it into flour and made thin cakes with it. The cakes tasted like sweet cakes cooked with olive oil. The manna fell on the ground each night, and the ground became wet with dew. Moses heard the people complaining. People from every family were sitting by their tents and crying. The Lord became very angry, and this made Moses very upset. He asked the Lord, "Why'd you bring this trouble on me? I'm your servant. What did I do wrong? What did I do to upset you? Why'd you give me responsibility for all these people? Am I their mother? You know that I did not give birth to them, but you are asking me to take care of them, like a nurse carrying a baby in her arms. Why must I carry them to the land that you promised our fathers? They keep crying for meat to eat. Where would I ever get enough meat to feed them all? I cannot take care of all these people alone. It is too much for me. If you plan to continue giving me their troubles, kill me now. If you accept me as your servant, let me die now. Then I'll be finished with all my troubles."
The Lord said to Moses,
"Bring to me 70 of the older leaders of Israel, men respected by the people. Bring them to the meeting tent. Let them stand there with you. Then I will come down and speak with you there. The Spirit is on you now, but I will also give some of that Spirit to them. Then they will help you take care of the people. In this way, you will not have to be responsible for these people alone. Tell the people this. Make yourselves ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow you will eat meat. The Lord heard you when you cried out and said,
'We need meat to eat. It was better for us in Egypt.' So now the Lord will give you meat, and you will eat it. You will eat it for more than one or two or 5, or 10, or even 20 days. You will eat that meat for a whole month until it comes out of your nose and you are sick of it.
this will happen to you because you complained against the Lord. He lives among you and knows what you need. But you cried and complained to him. You said,
why didn't we ever leave Egypt?
Moses said, there are 600,000 soldiers here. And you say, I will give them enough meat to eat for a whole month. If we were to kill all the sheep and cattle, that would still not be enough to feed this many people for a month. And if we caught all the fish in the sea, it would not be enough for them. But the Lord said to Moses,
don't limit my power. You will see that I can do what I say I can do.
So Moses went out to speak with the people, told them what the Lord had said. And he gathered 70 of the leaders together and told them to stand around the tent. And the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses. He gave the 70 leaders some of the same spirit that he had given to Moses. After the spirit came down on them, they began to prophesy. But that was the only time they ever did this. Two men named Eldad and Medad were on the list of leaders. They did not go out to the tent, but stayed in the camp. For the Spirit also came on them, and they began prophesying in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses. The man said,
Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp.
Joshua, son of Nun, said to Moses,
Moses, sir, you must stop them.
Joshua had been Moses' assistant since Joshua was a boy. But Moses answered,
are you afraid the people will think that I am not the leader now? I wish that all the Lord's people were able to prophesy. I wish that the Lord would give his spirit to all of them.
Then Moses and the leaders of Israel went back to the camp. The quail come. Then the Lord made a powerful wind blow in from the sea, and it blew quail into the area all around the camp. The ground was covered with quail, about a meter high, and as far as a man could walk in one day. They went out and gathered quail all that day and all that night, and they gathered quail all the next day too. The smallest amount anyone gathered was at least 1,000 kilograms. Then the people spread the quail meat all around the camp to dry in the sun. But as soon as the people put the meat in their mouths, before they had even chewed it, the Lord became very angry and caused the people to become very sick. So the people named that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried those who had the strong desire for meat. From Kibroth Hattaavah, the people traveled to Hazeroth and stayed there. Numbers chapter 12. Miriam and Aaron criticize Moses. Miriam and Aaron began to criticize Moses. They thought he was acting like he was better than other Israelites because he had married a Cushite woman. And they said,
Moses is not the only one the Lord has used to speak to the people. He has also spoken through us.
And the Lord heard this. Moses was really a very humble man. In fact, he was more humble than anyone else on earth. Suddenly, the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam,
you three, come to the meeting tent now.
So Moses, Aaron, and Miriam went to the tent. The Lord came down into the tall cloud and stood at the entrance to the tent. He called out,
Aaron and Miriam.
They went to him. God said,
listen to me. You will have prophets. I, the Lord, will let them learn about me through visions. I will speak to them in dreams. But Moses is not like that. He is my faithful servant. I trust him with everyone in my house. When I speak to him, I talk face to face with him. I don't use stories with hidden meanings. I show him clearly what I want him to know. And Moses can look at the very image of the Lord. So why were you brave enough to speak against my servant Moses?
The Lord was very angry with them, and he left them. The cloud rose from the tent. Aaron turned and looked at Miriam. Her skin was white like snow.
She had a terrible skin disease. Then Aaron said to Moses,
Please, sir, forgive us for the foolish sin that we did. Don't let her be like a baby who was born dead with its skin falling apart.
So Moses prayed to the Lord, God, please heal her from the sickness. The Lord answered Moses,
If her father had spat in her face, she would be shamed for 7 days. So put her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can come back to the camp.
So they took Miriam outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move from that place until she had been brought in again. After that, the people left Hazeroth and traveled to the desert of Paran, where they set up camp.
Numbers 13, 1 to 25. The spies go to Canaan. The Lord said to Moses,
Send some men to explore the land of Canaan. I will give this land to the Israelites. Send one leader from each of the 12 tribes.
So Moses obeyed the Lord's command and sent out the Israelite leaders while the people were camped in the desert of Paran. These are their names. From the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, son of Zakur. From the tribe of Simeon, Saphat, son of Hori. From the tribe of Judah, Caleb, son of Jephunneh. From the tribe of Issachar, Igal, son of Joseph. From the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, son of Nun. From the tribe of Benjamin, Palti, son of Raphu. From the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, son of Sodi. From the tribe of Manasseh, a tribe from Joseph, Gadi, son of Susi. From the tribe of Dan, Amiel, son of Gamali. From the tribe of Asher, Sether, son of Michael. From the tribe of Naphtali, Nebi, son of Vafshi. From the tribe of Naphtali, Nabi, son of Vafsi. From the tribe of Gad, Guel, son of Maki. These are the names of the men Moses sent to look at and study the land. Moses called Hoshea, son of Nun, by another name. Moses called him Joshua. When Moses was sending them out to explore Canaan, he said,
Go through the Negev and then into the hill country. See what the land looks like and learn about the people who live there. Are they strong or are they weak? Are they few or are they many? Learn about the land that they live in. Is it good land or bad land? What kind of towns do they live in? Do the towns have walls protecting them? Are the towns strongly defended? And learn other things about the land. Is it so good for growing things or is it poor soil? Are there trees on the land? Be brave. Bring back some of the fruit from that land.
This was during the time when the first grapes should be ripe. So they went to explore the country. They explored the area from the desert of Zin to Rehob and Lebo Hamath. They entered the country through the Negev and went to Hebron. The town of Hebron was built 7 years before the town of Zoan in Egypt. Ahaman, Sheshai, and Talmai lived there. These men were descendants of Anak. Then the spies went to Eshcol Valley. There they cut off a branch from a grapevine that had a bunch of grapes on it. They put that branch on a pole, and two men carried it between them. They also carried some pomegranates and figs. That place is called the Eshcol Valley, because there the men of Israel cut off the bunch of grapes. The men explored that country for 40 days, and then they went back to the camp.
Luke 3:23-38. The family history of Joseph. When Jesus began to teach, he was about 30 years old. People thought that Jesus was Joseph's son. Joseph was the son of Eli. Eli was the son of Mathat. Mathat was the son of Levi. Levi was the son of Melchi. Melchi was the son of Janai. Janai was the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Mattathias. Mattathias was the son of Amos. Amos was the son of Nahum. Nahum was the son of Esli. Esli was the son of Nagai. Nagai was a son of Math. Math was a son of Mattathias. Mattathias was the son of Simeon. Simeon was a son of Josech. Josek was the son of Joda. Joda was the son of Joannan. Joannan was the son of Ressa. Ressa was the son of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the son of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the son of Neri. Neri was the son of Melki. Melki was the son of Adi. Adi was the son of Kosam. Kosam was the son of Elmadam. Elmadam was the son of Ur. Ur was the son of Joshua. Joshua was the son of Eleazar. Eleazar was the son of Joram. Joram was the son of Mathat. Mathat was the son of Levi. Levi was the son of Simeon. Simeon was the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Jonam. Jonam was the son of Eliakim. Eliakim was the son of Meliah. Meliah was the son of Menah. Menah was the son of Mattatha. Mattatha was the son of Nathan. Nathan was the son of David. David was the son of Jesse. Jesse was the son of Obed. Obed was the son of Boaz. Boaz was the son of Salmon. Salmon was the son of Nashon. Nashon was the son of Amminadab. Amminadab was the son of Admin. Admin was the son of Arni. Arni was the son of Hezron. Hezron was the son of Perez. Perez was the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Jacob. Jacob was the son of Isaac. Isaac was the son of Abraham. Abraham was the son of Terah. Terah was the son of Nahor. Nahor was the son of Sarug. Sarug was the son of Reu. Reu was the son of Peleg. Peleg was the son of Eber. Eber was the son of Shelah. Shelah was the son of Canaan. Canaan was the son of Arphaxad. Arphaxad was the son of Shem. Shem was the son of Noah. Noah was the son of Lamech. Lamech was the son of Methuselah. Methuselah was the son of Enoch. Enoch was the son of Jared. Jared was the son of Mahalaleel. Mahalaleel was the son of Canaan. Canaan was the son of Enos. Enos was the son of Seth. Seth was the son of Adam. Adam was the son of God.
Luke 4, verses 1 through 13. Now filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan River, and the Spirit led him in the desert for 40 days, where he was tempted by the devil. Jesus ate nothing during this time, and afterwards he was very hungry. The devil said to him,
"If you are the Son of God, tell this rock to become bread."
Jesus answered him, "The scriptures say, people need more than food to live." Then the devil took Jesus, and in a moment of time, showed him all the kingdoms of the world. The devil said to him,
"I will make you king over all the places. You will have power over them, and you will get all the glory. It has all been given to me. I can give it to anyone I want. I will give it all to you, if you will only worship me."
Jesus answered, "The scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God. Serve only him." Then the devil led Jesus to Jerusalem and put him on a high place at the edge of the temple area. He said to him,
"If you are the Son of God, jump off, because the scriptures say, God will command his angels to take care of you. It is also written, their hands will catch you, so that you will not hit your foot on a rock."
Jesus answered, "But the scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God." The devil finished tempting Jesus in every way and went away to wait until a better time.
Proverbs 7:21-27.
This is what the woman said to tempt the young man, and her smooth words tricked him. He followed her, like a bull being led to the slaughter. He was like a deer walking into a trap, where a hunter waits to shoot an arrow through its heart. The boy was like a bird flying into a net, never seeing the danger he was in. Now, sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Don't let your heart lead you to an evil woman like that. Don't go where she wants to lead you. She has brought down some of the most powerful men. She has left many dead bodies in her path. Her house is the place of death.
The road to it leads straight to the grave.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 80. Join us for day 81. There is trouble in paradise, as we learn that the Promised Land is filled with cities that have very large and strongly defended walls. They even report there are giants there. They're descendants of the Nephilim, who are basically half human and half angel, or fallen angel. And of course, the people complain again to Moses, and they want to choose another leader. And in the book of Luke, as we see, not until chapter 4 does Jesus actually begin his ministry. After defeating the devil in the desert, Jesus goes back to his hometown. But whatever he said or did over there, the people decide to take him to the edge of a hill and throw him off. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.